to Bible Fellowship's Let's Talk, recording our last one here in Seoul, South Korea. We've had a great time being part of an English camp. That's something new for me and probably for most of the Americans. Most of us Americans are more involved in soccer camp, baseball camp, basketball camp, cheerleading camp. When we were in South Africa, touch rugby camp, netball camp. And so there's so many other camps, but to be part of English has been really neat, just being able to have short, brief conversations with kids. Some other kids have, you know, really good English, and so we've really kind of enjoyed that. While at camp, they played a lot of different games, had a lot of fun. Some have said yes to the gospel. Some have found assurance of their faith while they're here. And others have just been given good biblical principles that they can make and be part of their lives, giving them opportunities to grow, to develop their faith. One of the verses that was read was 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6, abide so that we walk in the same way. And so as John writes to that church, you know, there's a lot of different things that that church was, you know, getting involved in. And so the world was very attractive to them. And so John's going to encourage them to, you know, to not be involved in that. And John's going to encourage them to abide so that they would look more like Jesus. If you wanted to find the word abide, I was looking that up this morning, accept or act in accordance with. So you're going to abide with someone, you know, in one sense, okay, I've accepted you, and then I'm going to act in accordance with you, or maybe the things that you like, I like, or I want to do with you. Another thing I've been thinking about abide, you know, just going to John, you know, 15, just spending time with someone to be more like that person. So spending time in the Word of God so I would know how Jesus would respond. We would know how Jesus would respond. We would know what Jesus would say. We could go to situations, you know, like the woman at the well and see how Jesus interacted with that person. We could look at Jesus' relationship with Peter. What did reconciliation look like? In that, you know, gives us a neat opportunity to look at our own way that we reconcile with people. Or another thing I was thinking about the abide is, you know, I'm going to abide in the Word of God so that I can know more about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, so that I'm resting in their power, so that I'm resting in their characteristics, so that I'm resting in, or I'm abiding in, I'm accepting, I'm walking in accordance with who they are in the midst of the things that are going on in our lives, you know, day to day, week to week, moment by moment. And so that, you know, gives me another opportunity to think about Jesus as being the everlasting, think about God being everlasting, think about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit all being faithful. So there's just so many characteristics that, so as I think about those characteristics, that how does that affect my life as I go about today and the things that I'm involved in. So I want to thank all of you that have been praying for us. We are looking forward to come back to America. Pray that we finish well here. There's a couple more things. Saturday we have a, you know, you'll get this Friday morning. That'll be, you know, Saturday morning for us. We'll do a closing ceremony with the parents. And so the parents have been invited to come, and talking with Peter, who's leading the camp, said that they're going to share the gospel on Saturday morning. We have no idea what the gospel is going to do going forward after this week. You know, how will it affect one family, two families, 10,000 families? We just don't know, but we're excited about just having the opportunity, knowing that our God can move in amazing ways. So thank you for your prayers, and God bless you. And I'm going to close our time together in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this new day and the opportunity to serve you, and just the opportunity just to be reminded of abiding and spending time with and developing and accepting and knowing who you are, and then asking the Holy Spirit to make us look more like you. So we need help in that. We can't do that in our own strength. And so we love you, and we thank you that you're a gracious and a faithful God. And so help us to finish well here in South Korea. I pray for the group back in Sebring as they wake up on Friday, God, that you'd use their lives to honor you because they've abided in you. For your glory, in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great Friday.